Canadian National says it's reached a deal with Watco to sell off hundreds of miles of railroad tracks. The sale includes 650 miles of branch lines in northern Wisconsin and the UP. Those lines haven't been of much use to local businesses in recent years.
Many of the shippers and businesses in the area were getting frustrated with declining service and changes in pricing and such.
Wendy Gelhoff is the Northwoods Rail Transit Commission chair. She's hoping this sale will mean good things for the Northwoods.
I think there's a lot of potential for growth, especially within our forest products industry, some efficiencies in regards to transportation costs, and also the ability to move some of the logging trucks off of the highways and onto rail again would be very beneficial to our road longevity.
Gelhoff says the commission looks forward to working with Watco and local businesses to hopefully make rail transport a feasible option once again.
One of our main functions will be working with Watco to be the pass-through or the applicant for various grants that might help them restore and improve some of the actual infrastructure with the rail lines, because some of these lines have been out of service for upwards of 15 years, and there's obviously a lot of work that needs to be done.
Watco is one of the largest short-line railroad holding companies in the U.S., with more than 5,000 miles of track. That includes 600 miles in southern Wisconsin. The sale of the lines still needs federal authorization from the Surface Transportation Board. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.